We're schooling ourselves in the promises of God so that the change that's on the inside comes to the outside. It comes to the mind. Now, the only way the change comes to the mind is if we allow the Holy Spirit, who's the teacher of the church, John 16, he guides us into truth. And John 14, he teaches us all things. We've got to allow him to teach us. And when I read and when I study, I always come across a verse that's not real clear to me. That's why I use a lot of love translations, love translations. You know that I do. I say, Holy Spirit, explain that to me. Teach that to me. And sometimes it's a period of time I don't get it instantly. But over time, as I meditate in the Word, as I go over it and over it and over it, it becomes clear to me, especially sometimes through a translation. It suddenly looks you in the, knocks you in the face and think, oh, I see that, Lord, I see. Well, when you see it, when the Holy Spirit explains it to you, then it comes to your mind and your mind is changed and you have a different mind here than you had over here. Now, over here, you're going to be moved by the flesh, which is strictly sensual. It says, this is what I see, this is what I hear, this is how I feel about it. And you're going to get wrong information because the flesh is not always accurate. I know that. I've been doing this almost 40 years, and people have come because they're dying, and 20 years later, they're still here. They weren't dying at all. Amen. They thought they were dying. The doctor may have said, you're not going to live. I don't know. But they're still here. And then there are people that went for a complete physical, found out they were ill, didn't know they were ill, and they were gone in 2 or 3 months. And they were surprised. See, your body is not an accurate guide. The only guide is the one on the inside. Come on. And we've got to meditate and bring that to our mind. We've got to do 2 things according to Romans 12. And look over there. We've got to crucify the flesh and renew the mind. I've got to change my way of thinking. I beseech you, therefore, verse 1, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. The sinner does not know the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. What they know is everybody's doing it. I don't think that makes any difference. Who cares anyway? It's my life. And they stand in fleshly ways and in worldly ways, and they come to defeat, because it's only as we walk in the Spirit can we successfully resist the devil. Now, the word devil comes from 2 Greek words. It means to go through, like you would nail a board through a nail through a board. It also comes from a second word, which means to beat or to strike. And what the devil's doing, he strikes you with his thoughts in order to cause his thoughts to penetrate your brain. He wants you to think like he's thinking. He loves the way of the world and the flesh. And he loves his own thoughts. And he's going to strike you blow after blow after blow after blow to get you to change your thinking, to get his thoughts lodged in your brain. He'll say, you know you're going to die. I said, no, I'm not. I'll live and not die and declare the wonderful works of the Lord. See, and I've got to confront him and resist him with the Word. I can't resist him the Word if I don't have a new mindset, if I haven't diligently sought the mind of the Lord and worked at it. It is work. Reading is work, especially when it's King James. When your 21st century mind takes 1611 English that's based on 2,000-year-old Greek, you got a problem. But you've got to say, Holy Spirit, help me, teach me, bring it to my remembrance. Explain it to me. It's like sitting in the dark. You don't see anything. But somebody turns on the light. When the Holy Spirit, he turns the light on something, you go, oh, I see that. Why didn't I see that? Sometimes I've struggled with a verse for years and years. And sometimes just overnight it comes to me. But it's because you depend on the Spirit. And you know you're God's kid. You know you're the temple of the Holy Ghost. You know the Holy Ghost dwells on the inside. You know you're not who you were. But your flesh is the same as it was. And your mind is the same of the world as it was. Unless you fix it. Now, you've had a problem at your house you were going to fix. A knob that didn't work. A pipe that rattled. You know, and until you do fix it, it's not fixed. Is that an amazing revelation? Intending to do something will not bring victory. Now, our house is part carpet and part tile. And the carpet, of course, gets dirty quicker than the tile is mopped all the time. But the carpet, you know, every once or twice a year it has to be. You know, and intending to clean the carpet does not clean it. intending to meditate, intending to study, intending to read some book, intending to attend church, isn't going to fix anything. It's when you are actually there, when you're actually submitted, when you say, I'm God's kid, I'm a king's kid, I'm a part of the family. Now teach me.